You are listening to eBay Radio, where the shipping is free, the variation is multiple, and all the selling is above standard. Here is your host, Griff.
And this is brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. You know, there's only a few more shopping days before Christmas, especially for online sellers who have to allow lead time for shipping. And here now to tell us how you can amp up sales with these last-minute holiday shoppers is our very own John Koldereis Lawson. He's the CEO of Koldereis Media, and he's known on eBay as Third Power Outlet. John, are there still a few days of strong shopping taking place before Christmas?
Man, I tell you, since the beginning of the week, if I count Sunday as the beginning of our week, it's been an uphill battle. Wow.
What do you mean?
Oh, I mean, it's just like every day is better than the day before.
That's downhill.
We move. That's downhill? No, it's uphill. You got to pack all that crap.
Oh, he's talking he's bitching like I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like you go to bed and it's like, I already got that many orders already?
I know what you mean. Yeah. It's terrible. Imagine making sales. The nerve.
Yes. I mean, come on, people. I guess we must be out of this bad economy because I'm really feeling a difference.
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, yeah, is there still time to amp up your sales or what's going on?
You know, I mean, we're so into this right now. I mean, you're pretty much like locked and loaded for the next couple of days. So there's not going to be a whole lot you can really, really do to just really, oh, these are the last few days. But you can actually go back to your customer list and really try to get them to purchase more. So you can definitely make a couple of offers. Last-minute shoppers are some of the most, they're kind of like the craziest people on the planet. They'll pay anything to just make sure they get it to that person on time.
Exactly.
So marketing to those last-minute shoppers is not a bad thing to really think about doing, because I'm one of those people, and I will walk into that store, it'll be all picked over, and I will just pay for whatever they ask. It's like, whatever. Yeah,
yeah, we do lose our... Procrastinators tend to lose their mind at the last minute.
Yeah.
They'll just throw money at anything.
And, you know, I think I know I'm getting old because I don't want to go wait in those lines anymore or anything ever again. You know,
never.
Black Friday, Blue Monday, I don't care. I really do not care anymore.
You don't care what color the day
I don't
of the
care
week
what
is.
Color. I just want to go and get something to the person on time. You're absolutely right, John, and that's what I did. I went on eBay and I said, "When is this going to be delivered?" I looked at the delivery dates carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are looking at right now is delivery dates. That's the big thing.
Yeah. And you know, I know a lot of people that don't do overnight. And I'm one of those people. Normally, I don't do overnight shipping.
Oh.
You know, next day, air. I don't do it normally. But at this time of year, you can literally, I don't want to say highway robbery, but you can make it worth your while and your time to actually offer that right now.
Good tip. But
yeah, people are procrastinators, and if you can do it on Monday, get it packed and shipped, and advertise all weekend that you're going to do, you know, next day air, they'll pay for it.
John, what if I'm looking for more ways to do some online marketing for my eBay sales at this time of year?
You know what? I put together an ebook called 97 Ways to Market. I don't know what the text
97?
Is 97.
Three short of 100.
You couldn't come up with three more? Did that sound like a Jewish mother? You couldn't come up with three more?
I went through this thing in my head. It's like everybody's done 101 ways. So I figured I'd back it off to 97.
Well, why don't you give them four bonus tips or something?
There you go. Well, we just gave one or two right here on the phone.
97.
So 97 ways to amp up your online holiday sales and crush it. Whoa. Okay.
I think he means like, you know, really kill it, right?
Yeah.
Just really kill it. But here's the cool thing. Seriously, you know, only about 20% of those ways are actually holiday ways. So, I mean, if you go and grab the free ebook, it'll last you throughout the year because it's really about the principles about how you handle your sales, your marketing, your customer feedback, your follow-up, and all these things to really just sell more stuff. So I put the nice little, you know, for the holidays, but, you know, I'll rebrand it after this. Go get the 97 tips to amp up your business.
Right now.
Where do we get it? Where do we go? How do we find it? What do we do? John, tell us.
I'm so glad you asked. 97tips.colderice.com. Just go there, 97tips.colderice.com.
You know,
free ebook for download.
You don't need a www in front of this one. 97tips.colderice.com. Hey, I want to talk to you and Griff about something.
Yes.
I'm sick and tired of seeing pictures of you two in the hospital, especially at the same time.
Oh, brother, here it comes.
So, you know, at least talk to each other first or something and make sure that we're not stuck with both of you in the hospital.
Why? It's bound to happen.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling, John?
I'm 1,000%. I think I ate something. I went to Asia for a couple of weeks and probably ate something crazy. They haven't figured it totally out, but I just had a high fever, and I wasn't eating or drinking, and I got dehydrated, and that's why they put me in the hospital.
Yeah, that could be the worst, yeah.
It was pretty bad. I mean, I was like, man, I was walking around slower than my 70-something-year-old mom. I was like, dude, this is not cool.
So, yeah, you know, Betty Davis said it best. Old age is not for sissies.
It's not.
I know.
That is so true.
Well, if you guys could just coordinate your illnesses from now on, I would appreciate it.
We got that on lock. We will work that out.
Okay, terrific. So, John, so this 97 tips, are these things that you've been keeping? Because people ask me all the time. They say, you know, I'm thinking of writing an ebook and I don't know what to do. Did you keep these tips as you went through the year, or did you sit there and just kind of try to remember them?
I sat down for over like a weekend and just started jotting them down, right? Because it's only, and that's a good point. If you want to write an ebook, it doesn't have to be a long form book. A lot of times it can just be different tips that you put in. And some of those tips are mine personally, and some of them are research. I was like, oh, that's a good idea. You know, let's put that into play. So that's kind of how you can do. You can write a book from your experience, but you can also add other people's experiences, case studies. There's a lot of ways to write a book for, you know, your subject matter. So, I mean, just you got to think outside the box sometimes. But for me and these tips, a lot of them I actually implemented myself and, you know, really got some experience from doing this for so many years.
When did you go from just selling on eBay to being a guru? Did it happen overnight? Did you decide to do it?
I don't consider myself a guru.
You are.
People do. But you know, you know what? Here's the deal. At one point I realized that what I had was valuable to others. And that's what people have to, what we do is we take for granted our own knowledge. We think, oh, well, everybody knows that. No, everybody doesn't. Well, anybody can do that. No, anybody can't. And at one point, I just had the realization that what I had actually was an experience. And my experience is something that people can actually value, because if they listen to me, they don't have to go through all the crap I did to have to learn all this stuff. So that's when I realized, yeah, I was going to be a guru. So, no.
You know, and to John's point, there's a lot of people who don't realize that the experience in a particular field or topic that they have garnered over the year means anything. And that's the perfect subject for your first book.
Well, you know, people tend to think, I've done a lot of research into this, Griff and John, in the past because of my entrepreneurial experience. And I have found that most people do not realize when they lose a job, they haven't lost their skills and abilities.
No, of course not.
Right.
They just lost some...
A comfy paycheck.
Some jerk who, you know, thought that they should be gone from their company or something. But they did not take away their skills and abilities.
Very true.
That's what you go with in life. That's what you carry on. You need to let go of something that happened that was bad, like getting fired or whatever. By the way, a lot of people get fired around Christmas. I saw some statistics. I don't remember what they were, but it was pathetic.
Really?
Yeah. They get fired at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's a budget thing.
Yeah, what kind of crap is that, you know?
Well, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
But you can take those skills and abilities into next year, and the economy's getting better, and things will look up. But, Griff, in a sense, that's what happened to you. I mean, you started with eBay so early on.
Did I get fired?
We're talking about guruship. You started with eBay at the beginning, pretty much. And so... Yeah. You had all this knowledge, and that's why they call you the Dean of eBay Education.
Well,
but if something were to happen, you still have all those knowledge, that knowledge and ability. And no, I didn't hear a rumor.
Should I be packing my things?
No.
But let me ask you this, Griff. I mean, when you actually wrote the book on it, I mean, did you just sit down and go through all your life experience doing, you know, all the sales? How did you write that long? I mean, you got a tomb.
I know it was it was supposed to be a pamphlet. That was the first idea. It was supposed to be an inspirational pamphlet. And I said, but guys, once I start talking, I never stop. So it's going to be like this big fat book. And they didn't believe it. And it was much more of a process to sell back then.
I have to stop this madness. Colderice.com. Thank you, John.
97tips.colderice.com. This segment was brought to you by Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers. 888-723-4630. Call us and talk to us here on eBay Radio.
Stitch Labs is inventory management for eBay sellers. With Stitch, staying on top of the not-so-fun stuff has never been easier. It automatically updates your inventory and relists for you. And easy-to-read reports help you know what products to order next. Stitch is easy to use and designed to help you grow. Try Stitch for free today at stitchlabs.com and enter discount code eBayRadio for an extended free trial. Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Small business owners wear many hats. Creator, producer, marketer, salesperson, customer representative, and bookkeeper. Keeping track of all your finances can be a daunting task, but Outright simplifies your small business. Deanna Fink uses Outright and says she doesn't fear the tax man anymore.
And I can do it like on a weekly basis, so I keep track of everything throughout the year and not at the end of the year.
Deanna, does Outright help you stay organized?
At the end of the month, I can see where my profit is, all the different things that takes money out of the money you made. So you can see where your profits are, your losses are, and where you're at.
How easy was it to use Outright?
Simple. It's like QuickBooks is, they have classes, and it was like, I'm not taking a day out of my life to put all this stuff in and learn the program. Outright was so much easier.
Find out how you can simplify your business and keep your finances all in one place. Go to Outright.com. That's Outright.com.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts.
Electric lights for Christmas trees were first used in 1895 when President Grover Cleveland set up a lighted Christmas tree in the White House. The general public began to notice, and it stuck. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.